is that a lead mule?
I can't tell you. Uh-huh. I can't tell you. I just don't know. I don't know. I should know, but I don't.
Well, that's all right. I just wondered if sometimes they call it a lead mule.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call it a lead mule, I think.
Well, a lead mule was generally to a wagon.
Oh, I see.
To a wagon.
Was he on the left?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
And how did they raise the hogs? Would you tell me about
that? Well, we had regular hog pens and we had pastures, and then we let them out in the fields.
I see. Do you ever remember any wild hogs here?
Not on here. I've killed wild hogs in Louisiana.
I see.
But we had wild hogs in here, but that was before my time.
I see.
We had everything here.
Did the tenants have a regular hog pen?
They had a little hog pen about a post as big as this room.
I see.
And then they had a yard that was, 40 feet square. And they'd have, according to about the size of the family, how many hogs they had.
I see.
And then the fall of just before Christmas, they would butcher those hogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine time, too.
I see. Would you describe that, how they
hunted? Well, they'd generally wait for cold weather. And they'd have big pots and make the water boiling, and then they would stab the hog, they'd catch him and throw him down on his back and stick him in the heart, cut his throat first, and then stick him, then let him bleed to death. And then they'd put him in a barrel and roll him over and in the hot water to get his hair off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd hang him up and open him up. Take his insides out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him cool off maybe overnight and then cut him up the next day.
I see. What would they get out of? What were the different cuts that they got out of?
Oh, they got the helm and the bacon and the backbone and the ribs. And they saved the chitlins in those days. And they're still good if you get them.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
didn't lose anything but the squeal.
Is that right? Well, they use the heart and the lungs?
Oh, yes. They'll always eat that. Uh-huh. Eat the heart and the lights and the liver. And they made a hash out of it. They call it haslet.
I see.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, sir, I have. I wondered, is it haslet is the liver and...
No, it was I imagine it was, must have been the liver and the lungs.
I see.
Yeah.
Did they make anything out of the head?
What?
Did they make anything out of the
head? Oh, yes, they saved the jaw and the head and the brains. There's nothing finer in the world. I can cook you some pig brains and scrambled eggs that make you smile from ear to ear.
Right. What did they make out of the head? Was that?
They made a piece of meat to call a jowl. I've got some of it at home now. It's not old fashioned. It's not made. It's made by a packing company, but I prefer it to the modern bacon, because I can cut it as thick as I want it, and it has a richer taste. The bacon today is cut so thin that